Welcome to Cow Corner here inside the barn, where you're given an opportunity to meet each one of the participants of the Colorado Agricultural Leadership Program within Class 13 as they prepare for their end of their term. This week, my guest is Tyler Hawkins. Tyler, welcome inside the barn. And first of all, for you, what is CALP all about?
Brian, thanks for having us, and thanks for hosting CALP on your program. I think the biggest thing at CALP for me is getting a group of people together that are, you know, really invested and passionate about agriculture, and, you know, we're touring all throughout the state and getting a broad perspective on different issues that are going on throughout the state. And, of course, you know, getting to know each other really well, other members of CALP, and the people that we meet throughout tours is just, there's a lot of learning and networking that goes on with that. So there's a ton of education, a ton of meeting of folks that are good contacts and kind of helping us to leverage what we can do in the agricultural community. And then, of course, Governor's Ag Forum is a big part of what we do. So putting on that is a fair amount of work, but also gets us involved with some different industries and different folks that we probably wouldn't have met without being involved in that program.
And we'll talk more about the Governor's Ag Forum for 2019 in just a few moments. Now, I know that CALP Class 13 has a very diverse membership. Tell our listeners more about your background and where you work.
Sure. Yeah. So I work for American Ag Credit, which is the farm credit lender in one of the farm credit lenders in Colorado. I'm in Western Colorado, Grand Junction. So I've been here for about 7 years, but a loan officer here, and I'm not directly involved with agriculture, but really enjoy working with farmers and ranchers in Western Colorado, Northwest Colorado, and that's kind of how I got involved with the Ag Leadership Program.
So prior to American Ag Credit, though, what is your background there? Where did you grow up?
Sure. I'm from Western Colorado. I actually born and raised in Palisades. So I'm back home now. I lived in Montrose for a time. So I'm kind of a Western Colorado guy. Worked for a community bank before I moved to American Ag Credit, which has been a great move for me. It's been, you know, really rewarding to be able to work with farmers and ranchers and, you know, get to cover larger country and see a lot of things. And so that's kind of where my career path has taken me, and really enjoyed it.
I know the CALP classes are a two-year program. Why did you enroll in CALP a year and a half or so ago?
You know, we do, just as part of your job and own personal development, you know, you end up pursuing different classes, and there's a lot of things that you can do. The CALP program caught my idea just because, you know, rather than being specific to, you know, banking or other leadership topics and things like that, I wanted it to really be more focused on agriculture. And that's the first thing that kind of made me gravitate that way. Also, the tours and just seeing more of the state of Colorado and kind of in-depth type of tours to really have a better understanding of different parts of the state. And different industries within ag in Colorado is kind of how I got interested in CALP.
Once again, my guest is CALP Class 13 member Tyler Hawkins from the Western Slope of Colorado. Now, what are some of the memorable moments that you've experienced through the program thus far?
Oh, gosh. Yeah, there's a ton. We're kind of getting towards the end of it here now. Of course, the national trip is very memorable. You know, being in D.C. and talking to leadership there, you know, we stay real busy with tours and speakers, but we did a really cool bike tour of all the monuments in D.C. And so, you know, just being able to do some of those things where we're just enjoying the time, and it's not all classes and speakers, being able to do some of that stuff down in Florida and was the other part of our national trip. And so, you know, seeing the livestock industry out there, you know, compared to the high mountain desert in Colorado, things sure look a lot different with, you know, grass up to their bellies, and it just kind of a different world with oranges in the background. So that was cool to see. But yeah, there's a lot of them.
Now, in talking with other class members, I know you guys each have projects. What is yours?
So my project is related to a program that American Ag Credit has done for many years, and that's a family succession, family farm generation planning workshop. There's been a lot of talk about how to improve that over time, and so I kind of got involved with pushing that forward within American Ag Credit. So I'm working in that. It's given me an opportunity to be involved with a project that's different than my day-to-day business of just working with customers and making loans. It's evolving, and rather than maybe being specific to the farm generation succession planning topic, it's kind of outreach in general into the farm community, giving different tools to not just our customers, but to anybody in the farm community of, you know, what digital tools can they use to help their business, things that they can do self-help, but also the workshops and the conferences. And so that's a big push right now within American Ag Credit, and my leadership project has allowed me to get more involved with that.
Now, besides your project, what other responsibilities do you have within CALP Class 13?
Primarily the tours and the project and Governor's Ag Forum. So we're real involved with that, Governor's Ag Forum, and it's coming up in February. So that's becoming more and more active of rounding up speakers. That's the work group, I guess, within Governor's Ag Forum that I'm involved with is the programming. So we're trying to figure out what all the programming is and rounding up speakers and scheduling those things.
Speaking of the 2019 Governor's Ag Forum, it's coming up February 27, 2019 at the Renaissance Hotel. I know you guys are working on the agenda at this time, and registration's not quite open yet. But when it does become open, you can get registered and get your hotel reservations and find a link for that at governorsagforum.com. I also understand that you guys are going to be taking an international trip real quick to Colombia. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, that's a big part of CALP is the big kind of final tour, the international trip. So very excited about that. We'll be in Colombia for about 10 days, and the agenda does exist, but I don't know what all we'll see out there yet. I need to kind of start looking into that so I can do some reading and be prepared a little bit to know what we're looking into.
Well, would you recommend CALP to others? And if so, why?
Yes, absolutely. So CALP has been, that was a great decision, I would say, to try and get involved with CALP. You know, I mentioned earlier, there's a lot of leadership classes and different avenues that people can look for their personal growth and those type of things. But CALP is really well-rounded because you are doing the farm tours, you are covering a lot of country, but there's a whole variety of speakers on leadership topics and legislation and current events. And so it's just very well-rounded. There's a good time commitment that's involved with it, but the time commitment is very worthwhile. And, you know, the work that you do on Governor's Ag Forum and your projects is going to add value in your life and your career anyway. So, I mean, those are, I think, all good things that come of it.
I know there's also a financial commitment, but it's a lot less than it could be, and that's all due to sponsorship. Anything that you want to say or mention about the CALP sponsors?
Yeah, just appreciate everybody who is involved with CALP. You know, like you said, a lot of the things that we do sure wouldn't be possible without all the great sponsors.
Any final thoughts about the CALP program itself or the Governor's Forum we might have missed?
I think we've covered it pretty well. I hope we have, you know, great attendance at the Governor's Ag Forum. This event's really been kind of gaining momentum, and I think it'll continue to be a great event.
Appreciate my guest, Tyler Hawkins, CALP Class 13 member, for visiting with me here inside the barn. Much appreciated.
Yep. Thanks again, Brian. Thanks for having me.
Once again, complete details and registration information for the 2019 Governor's Agriculture Forum coming up February 27th at Renaissance Hotel in Denver is online at governorsagforum.com. The Cobb Agricultural Leadership Program is a 501c3 nonprofit organization with the mission to develop leaders who will become a strong, unified voice for agricultural issues across our state and country. Learn more about the program online at coloagleaders.org. Until next time on Kelp Corner, this is Brian Ulmer of The Barn.